So yeah, the three legendary birds. Articuno is the only awesome legendary bird. I mean, at least as far as the original Kanto trio go. I mean, I always thought that Moltres and Zapdos always looked kind of cheesy, you know? I'm a pigeon and I had an accident with a high voltage piling! Gah! Gah! I'm ethereal on fire. I'm fabulous! Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. Then Lugia pops out of the water and goes,
No, children, do not fight amongst yourselves. Rather give little French kids flybys. They hate that.
Then it sort of, you know, rubs its wing hands together.
My Machiavellian plan is working perfectly. I'm a bird, whale, dragon thing, you know.
It adjusts its fake mustache and dives back into the water. Meanwhile, Hobo is like, what is wrong with you? Except he's a giant rainbow turkey, so he's more like, go, 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 go. Majestic fucking phoenix there. Go, 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 go. Sits around a tower made of tin. Some goddamn metal to build a tower out of, you know. Oh, so impressive. I always picture it being made of, you know, literal tin cans. And then in Heart Gold Soul Silver, we're like, you know, hang on, that's not tin, that's bell. You see, the Japanese name of the tower was set up after these ceremonial bells that are actually made of tin. And I can only picture that glorious sound they make. It's like those tin cans you tie in the back of the cars of newlyweds, you know. Just married! Clink, 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 clink. And then you see Ho-Ho in a fucking tuxedo and a hat. Go, 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 go. And Lugia's like in a dress going, I hate my life. Meanwhile, Moltres, Zapdos, and Articuno are probably the maids of honor. Latios is the best man. In the back row of the church witnessing the ceremony, you've got the Magikarp and the shiny Eevee. And then Latios catches the wedding bouquet and Mega evolves into Mega Latios. She's a bit confused about the whole affair, but she always wanted to be a plane when she grew up, so it all works out rather well in the end. Then she meets a soulmate to a kiss and they all live pixily ever after.